Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 7, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
Doing good tonight. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great. We had another week of some stakes races. I think I'd rather be playing the stakes races than the billion-dollar Mega Millions that everybody's going crazy about, wouldn't you?
I would rather play the horses, but I would rather hit the lotto.
Yeah, I think I'd like to hit it. I mean, I'm not gonna not. I never play, but I, you know, I had to. I mean, that means I'm not gonna win anything, but $1 billion, quite a bit of money, I'd say. But
yeah, I went for the online option long ago.
Oh, me too.
And so it's just a lot easier.
Oh yeah, I just have the app.
Yeah. So let's just go on record right now. If I hit this thing, there will not be a podcast next week.
We'll be sitting somewhere in sunny somewhere.
I'm just telling you, there won't be a podcast if I hit it.
I could be the same thing I'd be saying in my job. We both be quitting our jobs. And
yeah. Yeah. But
let's come back to reality.
So I guess we'll just be here, you know, talking to everyone next week.
Yeah.
Because there's not a whole lot to worry about here.
No. Not with the whatever the odds are, millions and millions to one. But we're looking, these races are looking up towards the Breeders' Cup. Are we about 2 weeks away, I believe, if I'm not.
From today.
I'm not mistaken. So yeah. We'll be ready for that as well. So with that, make sure you are visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, find all the links and all the ways to listen to us. We have all the bases covered. Just click a link. And be sure you're following us on our Facebook group. We have some activity in there as well. And the link is on our website. And we may even post videos or other items on there. If you want to listen to us on the Amazon Echo, make sure you're asking Echo to play Off the Charts Racing, Horse Racing on TuneIn. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late day changes and maybe any other picks he decides to find. Although this week there's a lot of races. So now have 20,700 downloads. Keeps going. We really appreciate all the downloads last week of another 400 times. We can't thank you enough for listening. We appreciate it. So, agenda this week, we'll review last week. No nuggets this week because you have over 8 races to handicap, all stakes races and New York bred stakes races. So it should be good at Belmont. So go ahead and review last week.
So real quick, Dave, 3 stakes races, only 2 I'm going to take record for, since one of the stakes races had multiple scratches and yep. and you know, you remember the craziness around whether the races are going to be on or off the turf. But at the end of the day, we did have 2 top 2 pick winners, and one of the horses paid $19.60. So overall, Dave, 302 stakes handicapped, 132 top 2 pick winners for 44%.
Okay. So we dipped a little, did we not?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
But it happens. Yeah. I mean, it's that's what we love about horse racing. It's you just keep at it. Keep at it and you'll something is going to happen sometime soon. We know we will. We know it will. Well, anyway, again, we're going to skip right over to all the handicapping you're going to do this week at Belmont Park tomorrow on Saturday. We have 8 races. It's 2 through 5 and then 7 through 10. So let's start with the second race. Second race is a pick 3 and a pick 4. So you'll have some nice options here for the exotics. It is, like I said, a stakes race. It's the Iroquois. It's $150,000 purse. It's for filly and mares, 3-year-olds and upward, and they're all foaled in New York State. And go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So as I mentioned to you before we got on the podcast, just going to kind of run through these quickly, just a couple bullet points on every horse. So let's, in this second race at Belmont on Saturday, let's make the 7 horse satisfy our top selection. Belmont trains Junior Alvarado as the jockey, 4-1 the morning line. Great record on the Belmont dirt track, 4 starts, 3 wins and a second. I'm particularly fond of the sub 12 second eighth of a mile in the last performance where this horse just drew off. So let's make the 7 horse satisfy our top selection. Our second selection is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Pico Uno. Jason Service trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. I think, you know, Irad certainly fits this horse. You know, I think I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in the past performances that I'm looking at. Irad has won with this horse before. His horse is off a little bit of a layoff. I haven't been a beaten favorite the last time out. Nice outside post position. We're going to make the 10 horse Pico Uno our second selection. And our third and final selection in the second race at Belmont on Saturday is going to be the 2-horse. So you can correct that in our notes, Dave. The 2-horse,
okay.
Royal Inheritance. Royal Inheritance trained by Richard Schossberg. Javier Castellanos, the jockey, 30-1 in the morning line, Dave. I like the jockey change. First time Javier with a speed horse. So, you know, 30-1, pretty juicy. Javier Castellano, first time. So the 2-horse Royal Inheritance will be our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the second race at Belmont tomorrow, Saturday, our selections are going to be 7, 10, 2.
Okay, and then we'll move on to the third race, the stakes race. It's 1 1/16 on the turf. It's the Mohawk. It's a $200,000 purse. It's 3-year-olds and upward fold in New York State. And this is the start of a pick 3 and the second leg of the pick 4. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so our top selection in this race is going to be the 10-horse. The 10-horse is Tapitation. Ralph Nix trains Johnny Velasquez, the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. I've noted here that Johnny was on this horse the last time, and all of a sudden now this next time with Johnny, the horse shows up with blinkers on. That's usually a jockey recommendation to the trainer, so maybe we'll get some improvement off that last effort on the 10-horse, third off the layoff. So let's make 10, Tapitation. Our top selection, our second selection, we'll go right next door to the 11 horse Offering Plan. Chad Brown trains Javier Castellano, 8-5 morning line. A nice sub 12 second last eighth of a mile last time out. Bullet workout in the holster, 8-5, pretty rich. So we'll make the 11 horse our second selection, Dave. The 11 Offering Plan is our second selection in this third race at Belmont on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 6-horse. 6-horse is Mo Maverick. George Weaver trains Luis Saez, the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. This horse looks like he shows speed, and it looks like maybe Saez might get an easy lead here. Saez has been on this horse before, and he had a third and a win. A third and a win and an eighth place showing on a good track at Belmont. So at least Saez has been with the horse and won. Certainly has a nice turf record. So let's make Mo Maverick, the 6-horse, our third and final selection. So Belmont's third race, Saturday, Dave. Our selections are going to be 10, 11, 6.
Okay, we move to the fourth race, stakes race. It's a 6.5 furlongs. It's the Hudson Handicap. Purse is $150,000 for 3-year-olds and upward, fold in New York State. And that's third leg of the pick 4, and it's a daily double. So give us your picks.
Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the 6-horse Celtic Chaos. Bray Cox trains Eric Kinsell as the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This is one of the horses I kind of like a little bit tomorrow. This horse closed into a very slow pace the last time and did produce 2 eighths of a mile, less than 12 seconds. Kinsell has won with this horse 3 times here in the past performances. So this jockey's the right fit for this horse. And if this horse gets any kind of pace to run at, I would expect a big performance out of this Cox-trained horse. So we're going to make the 6-horse, Dave, Celtic Chaos, one of my better plays tomorrow, our top selection in this fourth race. Our second selection in the race, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse, My Boy Tate. Michelle Nevin, the trainer, John Velasquez, the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. I've spoken about Michelle Nevin multiple times on these podcasts. I think she's a really good trainer. Yep. This horse is third off the layoff, may have bounced the last time. So the capper should take note of that. So we're going to make the 5-horse, My Boy Tate, our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 9-horse. The 9-horse is Runaway Loot. Gary Contessa trains Javier Castellano, the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. That was a giant effort the last time. 103 buyer speed figure. Contessa laid this horse off for a number of weeks now. Has three bullets, bullet workouts in the holster coming into this event. Should have a nice stalking position on the outside. So let's make the 9-horse Dave Runaway Loot our third and final selection in this fourth race. So to summarize, Dave, race 4, our selections are going to be 6, 5, 9.
Okay, we're moving on to the fifth race. You know, this one's going to be tough to pronounce here. It's just the
I was waiting for this one.
Like I waited. I had to say it ahead of time here.
I want to hear it. I want to hear this.
It's a mile and a 16th on the inner turf. It's the Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga.
It's $200,000. Fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward, New York State bred. Give us your picks.
Nick, as soon as you hear that, you can text me.
You can text me too, Nick.
Our top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is Munchkin Money, trained by Brian Lynch, John Velasquez, 8-1 in the morning line. This is another second-time Velasquez horse, very similar to the horse that we had picked in an earlier race. A sub-12-second last eighth of a mile on a good turf track at Belmont the last time out. I would expect an improved performance here. Johnny V usually gets used to them one time. He's very good first time. He's even better most of the time second time on a horse. So let's make the 4-horse Munchkin Money our top selection in the Ticonderoga. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse. 55 is trained by Chad Brown. Javier Castellano, is the jockey. 7-5 in the morning line. Javi was on this horse last time at 1, has been on this horse 3 times here in the past performances and has won. 7-5, these are kind of horses I like to try to beat, but I certainly would not want to keep this horse out of our multi-win race wagers. Yep. And also let's include then as our third selection, the 6-horse La Manita, Morley Trains, Junior Alvarado Jack. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line, 4-4 on the Belmont turf course. Has certainly won with a Junior Alvarado, looks like twice here in the past performances. So put a little bit of price play on top here with the 2 logical favorites, Dave. Mm-hmm. The 6-horse La Manita is our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, the fifth race at Belmont on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 7, 6.
All right. Then we move on, go right to the seventh race. Seventh race is a mile. It's a stakes race. It's the Maid of the Mist. It's $250,000. Philly 2-year-olds fold in New York State. And it's the start of the pick 3. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection here is going to be the 3-horse. The 3-horse is Sadie Lady. Arnaud Delacour is the trainer. Javier Castellano, the jockey. 12-1 in the morning line, Dave. Yeah. Lasix for the first time. Going sprint to route. Stretch out with a speed horse. With a guy that can get out there and walk the dog. Getting the magic drug Lasix for the first time. This trainer's 39% when he puts his horses on Lasix for the first time. He's 31% sprint to route, 12-1. We get 12-1 on the morning line. I like it.
Yes.
Let's put the 3-horse Sadie Lady as our top selection. Our second selection, we're going to go with the rail to the 1-horse Maiden Beauty. Gary Contessa trains Joel Rosario, the jockey, 8-1 the morning line. I like the 35-second 3-furlong workout the last time. Bullet work, nice workout. Horse is progressively increasing distance here and should get a nice rail trip with Rosario, who, for whatever reason in my mind, seems to do well when he's got horses on the rail. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 6-horse, L.A. Page. Jeremiah Engelhart trains Eric Kinsell, the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. Another trainer does extremely well with his horses going sprint to route and also after his horses have won the last time. This horse got off to a pretty bad start last time, but then closed extremely well, and I wouldn't be surprised to see improvement here. So let's make the 6-horse L.A. Page our third and final selection here in the seventh race, Dave. So to summarize, race 7, Belmont Saturday, our selections are 3, 1, 6.
All right, then we move on to the eighth race, stakes race. It's a mile. It's the Sleepy Hollow. Purses $250,000. Again, two-year-olds, Fold New York State. And this is a start of another pick three, as well as second leg of the other pick three. And give us your picks.
Top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Bank It, as Steve Asmussen trains, Irad Ortiz, the jockey. 8-1 in the morning line. Got cooked on a really fast pace the last time. I would not expect the race to go that fast early tomorrow, and it's possible Irad could get out there, do a comfortable lead, maybe wire the field with this horse. So let's make the four-horse Bank It our top selection in this eighth race on Saturday. Our second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 10-horse. The 10-horse is La Fereza. Chad Pletcher trains Johnny Velasquez, 8-1 in the morning line. This horse is getting Johnny back after having Chris DiCarlo the last couple of times. So we get Johnny and Pletch together at 8-1 in a stakes race at New York. Seems like a logical horse for us to put in. Yep. So let's make the 10-horse La Fuerza our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, let's go out to the 13-hole. Bust In To Be Loved, Gary Contessa, who I've mentioned a few times. Contessa's 24% right now at the current meet at Belmont, Dave. He's having nice. A really nice meet. Nice. Joel Rosario, the jockey, 15-1 the morning line. This horse looks like he's got some serviceable speed. Should be able to sit right off the pace leaders in this race, maybe be in a position with Rosario to stalk and pounce at a nice price, 15-1. So let's make the 13-horse Bust In To Be Loved our third and final selection. So race 8, tomorrow, Saturday, at Belmont. Our selections are 4, 10, and 13.
I know that race has some nice long odds, so let's hope we can make some good money on that one.
Well, yeah, and the other thing about it, Dave, is that this race is for two-year-olds. And right. So, you know, as you've seen, anything can happen in these two-year-old races. So
I say two-year-olds, anything goes.
Yeah, anything goes.
All right, so let's move on to the ninth race. Ninth race is a mile and a 16th stakes race. It's the Empire Distaff Handicap, $250,000. It's for fillies, mares, three-year-olds and upward, Fold New York State. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 12-horse Benita Bianca. Jason Service trains Jose Lascano, the jockey, 4-1 in the morning line. Service is 36% when he goes turf to dirt. I kind of like that. Source hit raced three times on the dirt this year. Service tried the turf, didn't go so well, right back on the dirt. So I like this move by Service. Let's make the 12-horse Benita Bianca our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse. The 7-horse is English Soul, rehandled, trains Manny Franco, the jockey, 10-1 the morning line. One out of a really tough post last time at Saratoga. He had the 11 posts out of 11 horses. Off a little short layoff here. 15% for handle and stakes races. 19% when he brings horses back from this kind of layoff. Let's make the 7-horse Dave English Soul our second selection. And our third and final selection this race, Dave, is going to be Hayfield. The 4-horse Hayfield, Jeremiah Engelhart, trains Bravo. Joe Bravo's the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. Second off a layoff, did win in the slop the last time out. Engelhart has great stats in all the relevant categories, especially the two sprints to a route category where he's 29%. So let's make the 4-horse Hayfield our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, the ninth race at Belmont on Saturday, tomorrow, our selections are going to be 12, 7, and 4.
All right, so then we'll wrap up this card with your picks on the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and an eighth, and it's a stakes race. It's the Empire Classic Handicap, $300,000 for three-year-olds and upward, and again, Fold New York State. Give us your picks.
My top selection in this race today is going to be the 6-horse. The 6-horse is Evaluator. Michael Dilger trains John Velasquez, the jockey, 15-1 in the morning line, Dave. I was looking for a closer in this race. Looks like there's a ton of speed in here. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I found it here with a Johnny V horse, second time Johnny V. And you know, that this was the kind of horse I was looking for, based on the, what I think is going to be the pace scenario. So I'm going to take the 6-horse Evaluator as our top selection in this 10th race. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 10 horse. The 10 horse is Pat on the Back. Jeremiah Engelhart trains. Dylan Davis is the jockey. 5-2 in the morning line. So this horse is the post, will be the post time morning line favorite. You know, some pretty nice speed figures here off a little short layoff. Engelhart's having a nice meet, 21%. So let's make the 10 horse our second selection. And our third and final selection here, Dave, is going to be the 11 horse. The 11 horse is Mr. Buff. John Kimmel trains. David Cohen's the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. I did mention I thought there was a lot of speed in this race. You know, this is the kind of horse, though, if this, all the speed decides to back off, this could be the one that could grab the lead, especially from that outside position, and would have a chance based on some of these past performances to maybe go wire to wire if they let this horse alone. So let's make Mr. Buff, Dave, the 11 horse, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race on Saturday at Belmont, our selections are going to be 6, 10, 11.
All right. So a little consistency here. A lot of Johnny Velasquez picks this time around here. So let's hope
there is, you know, the familiarity with the track.
Yeah, for sure.
That, you know, his record with a lot of the trainers that are in today, but you know, some of the horses I like, Dave, you know, they could be Johnny V, it could be Javier, it could be Irad. I kind of just like some of the scenarios here. Sure. Though, you know, it's not bad to have Johnny V on your horse.
Not at all. And we got some nice long shots. So hopefully we have some great wins this coming week, weekend on Saturday. And with that, let's wrap things up. It's time if you go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, you know where to find us and how to get to us. Just go to our website. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR. Any podcasting updates, race day changes, other picks will be out there. If you want to send us an email, we have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, any closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, Dave, look forward to a nice, dry, fast track and a firm turf course. And I think if we get both of those elements tomorrow in New York and based on the forecast, that's what it looks like.
Yep.
I got a feeling we're going to have a good day.
All right, and we're going to be at the off-track betting at the track side, and I hope we hear a few booms from us.
Yeah, exactly right, Dave.
Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.